Good morning. It is 10:02 a.m. on Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. I have to start getting used to saying August. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission, joined by Brian Krashus here in the room, as well as Commissioner Julie Fedorchak on the phone. So we have a quorum. I call this regular meeting to order. Opening comments. I just came back from a quarterly meeting of the RSC of the Southwest Power Pool. A continually interesting project that from one quarter to the next, you almost need to take a refresher course because of how quickly things are changing there. So always interesting, and of course Delta Airlines made it all the more interesting by managing to totally wreck my trip home and caused me to miss an important meeting yesterday, but so it goes with Delta Airlines. I have no other opening comments. Commissioner Krashus.
So are you saying that Delta's motto is we're not happy until you're not happy?
That would seem to fit.
Okay. Thankfully, we don't regulate airlines. I also returned from a meeting on Monday and Tuesday morning, all day Monday and then Tuesday morning. It was Midwest Energy Assurance Workshop. So it was put on by individuals from the National Association of State Energy Offices and the U.S. Department of Energy. And it was really interesting. We went through a number of different scenarios, case studies, including cyber incident response plans, fuel incident coordination. And the tie-in to the Public Service Commission, of course, would be various measures that the utility companies may put in place. And then how does that not only impact rates, but does it help provide service, continued service to customers or the restoration of power to customers? And, of course, a lot of that is grid-related. But for the generators, going through those different scenarios was incredibly interesting, and just networking with individuals, representatives from quite a number of states showed up for this, from Utah to, of course, we were represented, North Dakota was, to a number of other states, but people came in from Washington, and really appreciate being able to sit and visit with those individuals for that day and a half. So I thought it was really beneficial, and ties in well to the committee that I'm on with NARUC, which is the Critical Infrastructure Committee. So it tied into that role as well, and some individuals from NARUC also were present. So very productive day and a half, and I didn't fly, so my windshield time flight, by the time I had one other meeting, put me in about midnight. But yeah, good 2 days, very good 2 days.
Commissioner Fedorchak.
Well, unlike my colleagues who've been working hard, I have been playing at a family reunion where 110 LIFRIGs have gathered and have been having a really good time. 31 grandkids and 40-something great-grandkids and any number of adults and in-laws and married grandkids. And so we've been having a really wonderful time reuniting and celebrating our parents who are both deceased now, but celebrating the tradition they left us as a family. So it's been wonderful. So thank you for accommodating my participation by phone this morning. I'll do my best to get through everything, and I don't think the agenda is too strenuous, so it shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Well, thank you for taking time away from that reunion. That sounds like a great time. I can't help but think Brian and I have our hands full dealing with one LIFRIG. I can't imagine how whoever's organizing this is managing, but...
Oh, yes, the in-laws are so
do enjoy yourself. Okay.
We had a tug-of-war contest with the LIFRIGs versus the in-laws, and not surprisingly, the LIFRIGs won. Just saying.
Okay, we'll move to the consent calendar. We have six items on consent as well as previous minutes, and I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, on the regular calendar, RC1, I move the commission adopt the order granting request to discontinue business in Columbia Grain Incorporated, facility-based grain buyer, discontinue business case number GE-18-278.
Second.
We received a request to discontinue business as a facility-based grain buyer, and because of the next motion, emphasize that as a facility-based grain buyer, from Columbia Grain Incorporated of Portland, Oregon, as part of their conversion from an Oregon corporation to a Delaware limited liability company, which will be called Columbia Grain International LLC. So they're going from Columbia Grain Incorporated to Columbia Grain International LLC. Columbia Grain, Inc. currently has licensed facilities in Arvilla, Crete, Crystal, Larimore, Merrifield, Oaks, Ross, Valley City, and Walhalla. Columbia Grain International, the new company, has submitted a facility-based grain buyer license applications for all of those locations except Crete. The Crete location is being permanently closed. Columbia Grain International will assume all the open contracts and unsettled scale tickets. So staff recommends the request be approved effective July 19th. And I do want to point out that I did sign a temporary approval of this discontinuance so that they could continue in business since that date.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I will point out one thing in that list of communities where they continue to have facilities. Walhalla, just an interesting little point. In Walhalla is the Kitson Trading Post, which is the oldest building in North Dakota. And this year it is 175 years old.
Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. RC2, I move the commission adopt the order granting request to discontinue business in Columbia Grain Incorporated, roving grain buyer of Portland, Oregon, discontinue business case number GE-18-279.
Second.
So the previous motion there, RC1, was to discontinue their business as a facility-based grain buyer. This one is to discontinue their business as a roving grain buyer. And again, the same factors. It's Columbia Grain Incorporated has this roving grain buyer license and is converting to Columbia Grain International LLC and will be a Delaware limited liability company. The new company is assuming all the open contracts and unsettled scale tickets, so staff recommends the request be approved. Again, effective July 19th, and also in this case, I did do a temporary order approving this as of that date until now.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
RC3, I move the commission adopt the order granting request to discontinue business request to discontinue business in American Bean LLC, license number 1282 of Cummings, North Dakota, discontinue business case number GE-18-282.
We have a motion.
We need a second.
Second.
We have a motion and second. Is there further discussion?
I'm sorry. I didn't go through this. On July 9th, we received a request to discontinue business from American Bean for this warehouse at Cummings. American Bean notified us that business is no longer conducted at this facility. The warehouse is empty. There are no outstanding storage obligations. They do continue to operate facilities at Hamilton, Petersburg, Sharon, and Webster, so staff recommends the request be approved. I will just point out Cummings operated for 40 years spelled with one M because it's named after a railman named Henry Cummings, but after people continued to misspell it all the time for 41 years in 1922, they added another M and made it official.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
Well, now I am inclined to approve it. So.
Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
And finally, RC4, I move the commission adopt the order granting request to discontinue business in NTC Incorporated, license number 1339 of Northwood, North Dakota, discontinue business case number GE-18-283.
Second.
On July 20th, we received the request to discontinue business from NTC for this warehouse at Northwood. This is a rented facility that they lease from Northwood Bean. They notified us that they're no longer conducting any business at the facility. The warehouse is empty, and there are no outstanding storage obligations. So staff recommends the request be approved. I will just point out, in case there's trivia going on at the Liffrig reunion, a little question you might use. Northwood has the highest percentage of Norwegian-American ancestry in the United States.
Wow, that is a good one. There you go. I don't think there's any Norwegian Liffrigs there, however.
Might be where you'll hold the next reunion.
There you go.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, that concludes my portfolio. I'll turn it over to Commissioner Crashes.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the commission issue a notice of rescheduled consolidated hearing in Northern States Power Company Advanced Prudence 1,550 megawatt wind generation application and Northern States Power Company Advanced Prudence 302.4 megawatt Dakota Range wind application.
Second.
We've covered this before. This is a rescheduling motion as indicated. So with that said, a consolidated public hearing on the applications in the caption cases previously scheduled for September 11th, 2018 has been rescheduled to October 11th, 2018 at 9 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the Commission Hearing Room on the 12th floor of the State Capitol here in Bismarck. And again, not to get into the details since I covered it the last time, they do include the 150 megawatt Foxtail Wind Project in Dickey County, North Dakota, 600 megawatt Crowned Ridge Wind Project in Codington County, South Dakota, 100 megawatt Lake Benton Wind Project at Pipestone, Minnesota, 100 megawatt Clean Energy One Wind Project in Mercer and Morton counties of North Dakota, 200 megawatt Blazing Star 1 wind project in Lincoln County, Minnesota, 200 megawatt Blazing Star 2 wind project in Lincoln County, Minnesota, and 200 megawatt Freeborn wind project in Freeborn County, Minnesota, and Worth and Mitchell counties of Iowa. So I'm not going to go through the chronological order in terms of sequence of events, but those will be the projects that we will be talking about at that hearing, and quite a number of them, so I anticipate a full day as we go through those.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Commissioner Fedorchak.
Okay. I have two motions. My first one, I move the commission issue the notice of filings and opportunity for hearing in Bakken Link Pipeline LLC, Crude Oil Pipeline, Williams to Billings County Siting Application Case Number PU-10-218.
Second.
This is a an application for a change in a pipeline that we previously issued a certificate for. In 2012, we issued a certificate of corridor compatibility and a route permit for the Bakken Link pipeline, which was authorizing construction of approximately 124 miles of 12-inch crude oil pipeline in Billings, Dunn, McKenzie, Stark, and Williams counties. In June of this year, Bakken Link filed an application to amend this original order to allow the transmission of natural gas liquids or Y-grade products through the pipeline. And so that's what this notice of opportunity is considering, is are these proposed facilities and this change, does it produce minimal adverse effects? And also, will there be any, is it compatible with environmental preservation, efficient use of resources? And our typical minimal impact questions are what we're looking at here. If anybody has any issues, they need to let us know about this. Comments or requests for hearings must be received by the Commission by August 24th of 2018. And if we deem it appropriate, we can make a determination on this matter without a hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I would just add, Julie?
I would just add here that the this conversion is to make for better use of that line. The the company kind of changed directions. This crude oil line wasn't ultimately developed as planned. It was originally planned to go under Lake Sakakwea and take crude oil north of the lake and connect to the Sandpaper pipeline. That whole series of lines was changed. They had trouble getting a permit for under the lake. And so this is line that's in the ground, and there's a real significant need for more pipeline capacity for natural gas liquids. And this project feeds into another project that we already have cited that connects on both ends of this line and allows for the transportation of this natural gas liquids. So I think that this is just another step in that process of that project.
Yeah, and I would echo those thoughts, and also, to me, this just underscores the increased need to move product in the Bakken region. And while this pipe is in the ground, the conversion indicates and is being driven by the fact that we're processing more NGLs in the Bakken region itself instead of just moving the natural gas out of state or flaring it. Because this will certainly help with flaring percentages. This is really a good thing that's occurring both from an environmental standpoint to decrease flaring percentages and flaring levels in the Bakken, but also as a value-added component of our energy industry in the state. So I like to see more of this activity happening. Of course, I have to review and make sure everything is being done correctly in the process, but The sobering thought in all of this really is the fact that as more natural gas comes off of our wells, off of the wells in the Williston Basin, there's going to be an increasing need for even more processing capacity and even more takeaway capacity as well at the same time.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion is approved.
Okay, thank you, Daryl. For my second motion, I have to take you off and put you on speaker because I have to actually read it on my phone because it was added after I left Bismarck. So if you'll bear with me for 1 second, I will make that switch. Okay, can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. I move the Commission issue a notice of filing an opportunity for hearing in Senex Pipelines LLC, 10-inch refined fuels pipeline Williams Montreal Ward siting application, case number PU-17-97.
Second.
Okay, this is a request for a notice of opportunity for hearing, and this is a request that the company has put in for some reroutes on this line that has previously been cited, and these reroutes are a result of some landowner requests. And so I appreciate that the company continued after they got the permit working with the landowners to come up with the best routing and routing that allows them to develop their properties long term and avoid some of the areas that they want to protect on their own land. And so the company has provided the necessary documentation to us to show that they are avoiding exclusion avoidance areas, the cultural resources, and the environmental resources have been studied, and there is no impacts revealed through those studies. So the company believes this meets the minimal impact threshold as well and is asking us to approve these changes. And again, this is a notice of opportunity for a hearing. Can one of you outline what the date is for comments to be received? I actually went out of that now, and it'd take me a second to get back in, but it's right in the motion or in the.
Yeah, I can. I'm going to turn that over to Commissioner Karashas.
Those interested are invited to comment in writing. As mentioned, persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by August 24th, 2018. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a hearing.
Excellent. So there you have it.
Oh, hang on. I pulled the wrong one. So I'm going to do a redo on that. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by September 14th, 2018, and everything else would remain the same.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, that wraps up the regular part of the meeting regarding some announcements. Our next regular scheduled meeting is not in 2 weeks as normal, but is in 3 weeks on Wednesday, August 22nd at the regular time, 10 a.m., and at the regular place right here. Commissioner Fedorchak, are you going to authorize someone to sign some of the orders for you today?
Absolutely. Jerry Schmaltz.
Okay, thank you. And with that, we will stand in recess, take some questions from the press. After that, we will take about a 5 or 10 minute break and then resume with the administrative portion of the meeting. So we stand in recess.
Dave? I did notice on the consent agenda you have the 2019-2021 budget submittal. That's being done. You're submitting the budget now?
She's still putting together the narratives and all that stuff, so it will go in later this week or early next week. I can't remember what our timeline is on that.
So it might. Could you give me any highlights, or do you want to wait until that's finished?
I think we should wait till it's finished because, you know, one thing with our budget, the indirect costs, every change you make is kind of circular, and so just getting those final things ironed out to make sure that we present information accurately.
Secondly, curiosity just got to me this morning, and you're probably saying, where did you come up with this one? Who holds elevator license number one?
I'm going to turn that over. Not that he's the chairman anyway, so I really don't turn it over, but I'm going to leave that to our resident trivia experts.
Good question. I do not know.
Okay, I'm just curious.
That would be interesting.
There is one other thing.
But we do have some centennial licensees from time to time, and there's occasions we do have some of them out there that are over 100 years old. But
really?
Yes.
It might be worth a story sometime. Not today, of course. It probably takes too long, but I did notice, just dovetailing with what your discussion was about natural gas, I did see in the new cases report there is a Highland is asking for expansion of their plant, Roosevelt plant.
Yes.
Have you looked at it?
Can you say that again, Dave?
No, I saw that Highland is asking for expansion of its Roosevelt plant. I saw that in the new cases report.
Yeah, that's a new case that just came in a few days ago. I have not reviewed it yet, but it's set for when I seen Roosevelt, I paged through far enough to see it's an expansion, but that's really about all I know.
Yeah, there will continue to be a lot of activity in that space simply because the economics of NGLs, you could probably argue, aren't as attractive. While you could certainly argue that they're not as attractive as the economics for extracting crude oil, but they go hand in hand. Some of the wells tend to be very gassy wells, high volume, high percentage of gas in the core in particular, and they have to hit their flaring percentages, which again on November 1st move from 85 to I believe it's 88%. So they're under a lot of pressure, and when you look at the last report where it actually dipped to 83%, in part due to some outages, still it's a challenging target to hit as more wells come online and they continue to aggressively drill. We're going to see more natural gas coming off of the wellheads.
That's all I've got.
Okay, we will reconvene at 10:35 for the administrative portion of the meeting.
Say, Randy.
Yes.
Why don't you, I'll just stay on hold.
Okay, if that works for you. Thank you.